The Letter of James, Chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, sends greetings to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. Consider yourselves fortunate, my brothers and sisters, when you meet with every kind of trial, for you know that the testing of your faith makes you steadfast. Let your steadfastness become perfect with deeds, that you yourselves may be perfect and blameless without any defect. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all easily and unconditionally. But ask with faith, not doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave driven and tossed on the sea by the wind. Such a person should not expect anything from the Lord, since the doubter has two minds, and his conduct will be always insecure. Let the believer who is poor boast in being uplifted, and let the rich one boast in being humbled, because he will pass away like the flower of the field. The sun rises, and its heat dries the grass. The flower withers, and its beauty vanishes. So too will the rich person fade away, even in the midst of his pursuits. Happy are those who patiently endure trials, because afterwards they will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. No one, when tempted, should say, "This temptation comes from God." God is never tempted, and he can never tempt anyone. Instead, each of us is lured and enticed by our own evil desire. Once this desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when fully grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no change or shadow of a change. By his own will he gave us life through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of offering to him among his creatures. My beloved, be quick to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger, for human anger does not fulfill the justice of God. So get rid of any filth and reject the prevailing evil, and welcome the word that has been planted in you and has the power to save you. Be doers of the word, and not just hearers, lest you deceive yourselves. The hearer who does not become a doer is like that one who looks at himself in the mirror. He looked, and then promptly forgot what he was like. But those who fix their gaze on the perfect law of freedom and hold on to it, not listening and then forgetting, but acting on it, will find blessing on their deeds. Those who think they are religious, but do not restrain their tongue, deceive themselves, and their religion is in vain. In the sight of God our Father, pure and blameless religion lies in helping the orphans and widows in their need and keeping oneself from the world's corruption.